Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yo, it's lit.
It's lit!
It's actually insanely hot in here.
It is extremely hot. We were a little bit late today because we were trying to find a fan.
We found one. You're gonna hear a tiny fan. You're gonna hear it throughout the show. Little fan buddy.
Anyway, you're listening to WRH 104.9 FM.
Lafayette College Radio!
Easton, Pennsylvania.
I am Jake.
And I'm Owen.
And this is Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Do that! Do that!
So,
alright.
We got quite the show for you tonight.
Oh, we really do. It's a good show.
It's a very aggressive playlist.
Oh, we got mad angry.
So, I mean, if you're in the know, you're in the know. If you're not, we're angry. So,
yeah.
Gar was playing with the phone.
Because it was out again. And
well, it's because we're expecting many callers.
Yeah,
and by many, we mean none.
Exactly. No one calls
in, and if you called, we wouldn't answer.
Correct.
So,
we are expecting Snapchats. We can do that right away.
Yeah, no.
Let's get that out of the way right off the bat.
So, if you are listening and you love and or hate us, probably hate, we don't judge.
Maybe
doesn't really
both.
Matter. Don't tell us. Send a Snapchat of your middle finger to me at Owen Robinette. There's no punctuation that. Just OWENROBINETTE.
And I am the one true Jake. All spelled out. No numbers. It's a good time. Send us those middle fingers. We're keeping an eye out. We'll give you a shout out.
Let us know you listen. We do. We do. We do shout things out.
We shout frequently.
I shout out way more often than needed. I shout out things that don't need to be shouted out.
Yo, shout out Lime Girl for no reason.
No reason. Shout out to shout outs just because I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
And FCC, if you're listening, I am so sorry. Not because we're going to do anything wrong, but just because you have to deal with our nonsense.
Yep. Shout out FCC.
Shout out to the FCC.
Shout out to the pair.
All the pears. Okay. If you haven't seen that, Rick Ross, pears. I'm gonna give you no more context than that.
Correct.
Just Google it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Let's get started, dude.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. We have Pink Floyd to start off. I think this is the first time we've done. No, we did Mother. On a show.
I remember. We have. Anyone who's been keeping up with us knows last week I made a master playlist. We have played Interstellar Overdrive, Mother, and Lucifer Sam
right
on the show.
We have.
So
we're going to add another one.
There we go.
Here's One of These Days. This is from Metal. It's one of my favorite Floyd albums. It's very underrated, and we're going to let it rip right now here on To Dat. So,
enjoy.
Here we go. It starts out with wind noise, guys, so there is music playing.
I was worried. I was concerned. We've done this before where there's just silence and no music.
Yeah.
But now there's wind.
There is wind.
Also the fan.
Oh, and the bass.
Here we go.
Fun.
Yee.
Right?
Yee.
Yee.
Instruments.
Instruments.
Instruments. Yeah. Instrument. All instruments. One could call it an instrumental.
We could. There was the one line in it.
There was one line.
But it's really angry.
Yes. And spoken by the drummer.
Yeah.
First line ever by the drummer.
Nick Mason.
Yee.
Good guy. Good drummer. Apparently, he actually races Formula One cars, I think.
Seriously?
Like, yeah, no, he just owns and races them.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's just
honestly.
I'm already rich. I might as well do this.
Look, if I had that kind of money, I'd do whatever I want.
Yeah, and he wanted to race Formula One cars. So he did.
And probably do drugs.
I mean, at some point.
Yeah. I mean, y'all listen to that. It's a safe bet.
Yeah.
I feel like.
All right. Let's dial the anger back a little bit.
That's right. This is one of my favorite.
I think that isn't
songs.
This is your favorite.
This is song. It's this. So this is off of, just for people who don't know, because obviously you can't see our playlist. Next song is by Weezer, off of their album Weezer. It's the Blue album.
That's their best album, I think.
Yes,
for me.
It's their best album. I think that's one of the few cases. We were talking about this before the show about how favorite album, best album don't always line up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the cases where favorite album, best album actually does line up for a group.
Yeah, for me and for you too, yeah. I suppose, yeah. A lot of people I know are really big fans of Pinkerton.
Pinkerton. I've heard Pinkerton because I've heard because it sounds so imperfect.
Yeah.
That people really enjoy the subtle imperfections that are on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a good album.
Good album.
I've listened to it. It's good stuff.
But I prefer the Blue album. But my favorite songs by Weezer, I think, have to go between this next song and Undone, the sweater song.
Oh,
those are
yeah.
Very good combinations because they're very similar in terms of the way they make me feel.
Uh-huh. This whole album is such a throwback for me.
Yeah. No, it's really nice.
So let's go back right now for a little bit and let's go chill in the garage.
Let's do it.
Here's Weezer.
Waiting there for me, yes I do.
I relate to that song a lot, actually. Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite Weezer songs also.
For certain. And what I love...
I mean, like, for tons of different reasons, actually.
Yeah.
There's one line in it that actually I think is really funny. Mm-hmm. It's talking about, I got posters on the wall, my favorite rock group, Kiss. I got Ace Frehley, I got Peter Criss.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, I find really funny, because I'm not a huge Kiss fan. They're fine. But, like, I mean, they have some good songs.
Shout out to Beth, though. That's, like, me and my dad's favorite joke whenever Kiss comes up. It's just that song.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, yeah. No, but my dad, actually...
Yeah.
Used to be, like, a really big Kiss fan when he was in high school, yeah. That's my dad was a member of the Kiss Army.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. That's surprising to me, it actually.
Is. He also used to be, like, a really big Trekkie, which I think is pretty cool.
That's less surprising, but still awesome.
Yeah, no, like, we... I was in London on vacation over the summer, and we were eating dinner, and we were just having conversations about our favorite TV shows, and we all decided to just make like a list of top like five, I think it was, favorite TV shows, and my dad had us guess his, and I was able to, I guessed it correctly, but I wasn't totally sure about the guess, but Star Trek was right in there.
Star Trek was right up there.
Yeah.
No, I love that song. First off, I love that song for two reasons. First off, because Rivers Cuomo is just, like, a huge nerd, dorky-looking dude. And so that song is just always, like, I feel like very much what I think of when I think of him, just, like, as a person. And then watching him do other stuff, he was on a song with this dude, Kevin Rudolph, who used to work with Lil Wayne and, like, Cash Money Records. I always thought that was so funny that, like, they did a collaboration, because it just seems very far off base for anything I would ever expect. But the second thing is because this song, so In the Garage and Island in the Sun, are the two Weezer songs that, like, no matter what mood I'm in, no matter what, can always make me feel good.
I agree.
And anyone who has never seen it, go look up the music video for Island in the Sun. Next time you're feeling down. There's two of them. Oh, there's two.
I think. One's The Wedding.
I've only seen the one, it must be the other one, because I've only seen the one where they're on the island just playing with a bunch of zoo animals. And I swear to God, like, I don't care how bad you're feeling any given day, you cannot watch that video and not at least crack a smile and be like, oh, like, that warms your heart a little bit. Not saying it's going to make you feel better, not saying it's going to be a cure-all, but, like, there's no way you can't, for at least a split second, just feel a moment of happiness and just like, oh, that's just really, like...
Yeah.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, for sure.
So definitely check that out, especially.
I will definitely be checking that out, actually.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get angry again.
Yeah,
guys. We're gonna get really angry.
Yep. I think before the break, we gotta do these next two songs, then we'll move into the break.
Yeah.
But this song, so you actually just listened to this album.
I did, actually,
for the first time, like, all the way through. So why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Okay.
I love this album.
Yes. Okay, so Owen very regularly sings the praises of 2014 Forest Hill Drive, Forest Hills Drive, by J. Cole, and I hadn't listened to it before, but I don't even know why. I was just feeling it the other day, so I put it on, and I was just like, I'm gonna give this a try, and it is really, really freaking good.
It's really good.
I liked it a lot, but this song is one of my favorites on the album because it's so aggressive.
Yes.
And yeah, it's GOMD, which is an acronym, and we'll let you figure out what it stands for.
Let's get it.
Hollywood, go. Go. Hollywood Code. Go. Just where I'm at, well, let me tell you about it.
I put my city on the map, and let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, and let me tell you about it. Man, f*** them Zergans, I come back, and let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cole outside and he say he got a gun. Ziggin' like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga's better. All my sniffs pick of the litter, never bitter. Ziggin's fake, the anime. Me, I never hate, get cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, cake, eat the damn cake. Good, be the man, great. Order Domino, then she take off all her clothes. You know how I go, made the piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leak the damn tape. Rest in peace, then ain't no more beef. Secret server couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the world, my round when I call. Got watches out of my mind. Bring a black in my shine. I know the reason you feel no way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I think the man upstairs. That I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary dough and I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I changed? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young, never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub, rub. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub. That is until I met you. Together we done watched years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your Amory, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. It's called love. Don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Don't sing about this.
Put it in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. To the wall. My new round when I call. Got bitches all in my mind. Bring a black in my shine. My shine. I know the reason you feel no way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I think the man upstairs. That I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Put it in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
Got all the bitches in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
And all the mama let the kids sing it.
Singing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses.
The song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, song, yeah.
The makeup. Why every rich black gotta be famous? Why every broke black gotta be brainless? That's a stereotype. Driven by some people up in aerial heights is a scenario. Young cold box is fat like Lil Terrio. Dreamville, give us a year, we'll be on every show. Yeah, we gone very show. The rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the west. You can test, I'ma stretch niggas out. Ooh, I'ma stretch niggas out. I go for all y'all if I left niggas out. If everybody on my test to go, please make sure you put the rest in your mouth.
Yeah.
So that's just cathartic. That's just a good time.
Yeah.
That album, so 2014 Forest Hills Drive, came out the same year, or around the same time, that To Pimp a Butterfly came out.
Yes.
And
I think To Pimp a Butterfly was 2015.
Yeah.
But
this came out December 2014, yeah, I'm
they
pretty
were,
sure.
They were,
it
yes,
was close,
it, yes, it
but
did.
For me it didn't matter because my dumb self decided that I didn't want to sit down and listen to either of these albums until I could listen to them all the way through one time. All
right, I mean...
And the entirety of second semester sophomore year, I always felt like I was so busy, especially with To Pimp a Butterfly, that I could never sit down and just listen to it and, like, absorb everything. Uh-huh. I've kind of gotten past that now, where it's like, okay, I'm never going to be able to get everything on the first listen, so I might as well just enjoy it the best I can and then move on.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't listen to either of these albums until summer of 2015.
Okay.
And for probably a month straight, I just had these albums back to back on rotation. Because I was doing research on campus. So when I was doing work, a lot of times I would just have headphones on and I'd just be like reading, doing like reading up on background information, making spreadsheets, copy and pasting stuff. Like, stuff that I didn't need to necessarily put 100% of my brain power towards. So I was like, okay, I can listen to music too. And so I listened to this album probably 150 times over the course of that summer. And I've listened to it more since then. So I obviously know every word to that song and a lot of others. And so just being able to listen to that in here, obviously this is like, as we said in the garage, this is a safe space where we belong. And so it's nice to be able to just kind of like let all that out. And everyone should listen to this album because it's V good. All these albums, actually, every album on this playlist is a really good album.
That's
with the exception of the last album we have, which we'll talk about later. But just because I have my own personal issues, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
All right, all right. Sounds good.
But anyway.
Yeah. Now, and also just since you meant, you brought it up.
Go for it.
Quick shout out to Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes. Just in general.
Yeah.
Just always, always shout out to Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, I know. It's so
again, I think objectively so Kendrick's best album, but not your favorite.
Yeah, no. My favorite is Good Kid, Mad City.
Yep.
And I also listened to that all the way through recently.
Yes.
Same day, actually. I finished this and I'm just like, you know what I feel like listening to?
Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
Very similar. Like, they're both very good storytelling type albums.
Yes.
Not that To Pimp a Butterfly isn't, but that's a very personal story. I feel like To Pimp a Butterfly is more of a broader context style story.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, this is to characterize an entire experience. To Good Kid, Mad City is this is my personal experience that I'm going to put into a broader context.
Yeah, no, Good Kid, Mad City is entirely about Kendrick Lamar stealing his mom's van and then driving around for a day or two.
You know? Both amazing albums.
Oh, absolutely.
If you like hip-hop at all, if you like that song, if you like any of them, just check them out.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little bit more hip-hop coming in before the break.
We do. Oh, and this one's on you.
Okay.
Since it's clean. Which officer are you on?
I'm on none at the moment.
You should plug into one of those. Yeah, which one you got there?
This is number two.
Okay.
Number two.
Wonderful. Let's get that input set up.
Liddy. So anyway, this song... Yeah, quick context. If you haven't seen the movie Straight Outta Compton, we saw it in theaters.
We did.
It was awesome.
It really was.
That was one of the best decisions I think we made when that, like, during that time
that
period.
That was awesome. I still haven't seen John Wick 2 with Mac Daddy. We just keep forgetting.
Oh. Rip Mac Daddy. He has a car, too. We didn't even have a car. We had to take the shuttle.
We did. It was okay, though.
Yeah, it worked out fine. Worked out fine. It was a great movie.
It really was. Did we go with Newt, too, or was it just us?
It was just us.
Huh.
And then we went to Starbucks afterwards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this album, Ice Cube broke off at NWA in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And he made an album, didn't talk about them at all. They came back, because he was very successful. They came back, did diss to him, 100 Miles and Running, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he came back with this song.
This is
one of the best diss songs of all time. Not just in my opinion, but I think objectively,
I think
like,
it is
so
the best
many lists
song of all, of
have
all
this.
Song,
There's so
time.
Many subtle subliminals and little things, and I loved seeing Straight Outta Compton because it put a lot of things in context for me that, like, as someone who didn't grow up around that time, I wouldn't have been able to understand or visualize otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just gave this even more punch for me personally in terms of the way I listened to it. But again, just in that aggressive mood, I feel like a diss song is a... very fitting. So,
we mad.
Without further ado, here's No Vaseline.
Damn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just wet and soft. First, you was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mitchell Lake looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping. Well, y'all moved straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house, and not another in sight. I started off with too much cargo, drop board, now I'm making all the dough. White man just ruling. Then with attitudes, who you fooling? Y'all just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey, yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me on a break, you been a Easy E, so you get some win in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company. But I'm a man, and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like America most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that flunked. You done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go. With the L-E-N-C-H-M-O-B, and y'all disgrace the C-P-T. Cause you get that you're
screamed by white boys with no Vaseline. And easy, it's smelling like MC Windshield. Tried to tell you a year ago, but Willie D told me to let her be a so I couldn't stop you from getting gay. Now let's play Big Bank, take Little Bank. Tried to diss Ice Cube, it wasn't worth it, cause the broomstick fits your so perfect. Cut my hand, I cut them, cause I heard you like giving up the draws. Gang bang by your manager, fella. Getting money out your like a ready teller. Giving up the dollar bills. Now they got the villain with a purse and high heels. So don't believe what Ren say, cause he's going out like Tooth the Kid Day. But I got a whip for you, Toby. Used to be my homie, now you act like you don't know me. It's a case of divide and conquer, cause you let it break up my crew. House got a running high, yelling Compton, but you moved to Riverside. So don't front MC Ren, cause I remember when you drove a B210, broke as a choke. Let you on the scene to back up the first team. It ain't my fault when got smart and they ripping your apart by taking your grin. Oh yeah, the villain does get full with no Vaseline. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. I never have dinner with the president. And when I see you there again, I'll be hesitant. Now I think you a snitch. Throw a house in a ditch. Half pint in your homeboys, you little maggot. Eazy-E turned fair with your manager, fella. MC Ren, Dr. Dre, and yeah. But if they were smart as me, Eazy-E would be from a tree with no Vaseline. Just a match and a little bit of gasoline. Light him up, burn him up, flame on, so that Jericho is gone. On a permanent vacation off the massive plantation. Heard you both got the same bank account. Dumb, what you thinking about? Get rid of that devil real simple. Put a in his temple. Cause you can't beat a for life crew with a wife telling you what to do. Pulling wolves with the scam. Now I gotta play the silence of the lamb with a mission who's a punk too. Try to me, but I'd rather you. Eric Mike, punk, always into something. Didn't that night by Mr. Packer. Bend over for the goddamn cracker, no Vaseline. Motherfucking nose job having a
motherfucking Jerry Curl like Ambien. Whew. Okay.
I'm sweaty now. Another song that I know all of.
Owen was rapping the entire way.
I know all of that song as well.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm sweaty and tired.
You're
but it's
gross.
All good.
Owen's gross.
But again, cathartic.
Yeah.
Definitely if you like that kind of stuff, learn that song. I'm stuck in the fan.
Oh no.
Everything's a disaster.
Ah!
The ship's falling apart.
Ah!
Somebody help! But yeah, learn songs like that, cause again, just good cathartic. One time I was doing that, not that song, but it was a song similar. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
But I was in my room, and I was just like, top of my lungs. It was last year, and I remember because, was it last year or was it first semester last year? Either way, someone came by, they're like, yo, you know we can hear you through the door, right? And I was like, that's fine, honestly. Like,
yeah,
it's all good. But yeah, I get carried away sometimes.
It's okay, though. It's entertaining.
I'm glad someone thinks so.
Oh yeah.
Because otherwise I'm just a mess.
Oh yeah, no, I took a Snapchat of you just
beautiful.
Rapping along the whole way.
So it's time for PSAs.
It is. What do we got?
I don't know. We got this pile. It's less than the usual pile. So like,
let's go through it.
Maybe there's no selective service stuff in here for once.
I hope so.
I saw like four of them over there in the pile I didn't take on purpose.
Thank you.
Because even I'm getting a little sick of the story.
Thank God.
I'll still tell it if it comes
time.
Up. But I'm not seeking it out at this point.
All right, let's just do
it. As I'm about to turn... Oh, by the way, I'm about to turn 20.
Yeah.
So anyone who sees me, Friday is my birthday. Wish me a happy birthday. If you want to give me something, that's even better. But if you don't, just say hi. I like it. I appreciate it. It makes me feel good.
Hey, Owen.
Hey. My birthday week leading into my birthday weekend, leading into my birthday month, because those are all things apparently.
Yeah.
But no, Friday is actually my birthday. Yes. So it's going to be lit. Oh, yeah. Everyone say hi.
Hi, Owen.
Today. Anyway.
Okay.
PSAs. Psss.
God damn it. It's a radio catalog kit. Screw that. How about this one?
Okay. Support caregivers this holiday season. It's from AARP.
ARP.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Did you know more than 40 million Americans care for aging loved ones?
I did know that.
The majority of caregivers are women, and many are sandwiched between the needs of their parents and their own children.
Yeah.
Shout out sandwich jokes. Sorry. Almost 3 of 10 caregivers, say the responsibility has been life-changing, and not often not in a positive way.
Yeah, I know that.
More than 1 in 5 caregivers reports a decline in the quality of their physical, emotional, and social well-being. Same. Yeah, same. Anyways, AARP's Online Caregiver Resource Center is an invaluable source of information, tips, and tools to help caregivers care for their aging loved ones and themselves.
Woo!
All right, Owen, your turn.
Radio catalog.
Why do we have those?
Stop the text.
Oh. Stop the wrecks.
Oh, cool.
I think this is new.
I haven't heard this one.
How will you stop texting and driving? Out of sight, out of mind. When you're in the car, put your phone where you can't get it. A place where you won't even be tempted to look at it.
I don't text when I drive.
No phone, no texting.
Yeah.
Silence is golden. Turn those notifications off.
Duct tape is silver.
Sometimes. The less you hear your phone, the less tempted you will be to respond while you're driving.
Okay, so I just want to make a sidebar here for a second. Like, if... How are people so, like... Like, how do people get to the point where, like, they need to respond to their phone if they're driving? Like, what... How do we get here? What happened? Come on, people. Wake up.
So I have a thing I could say. I'm not. But I'm just going to keep going. Find your app. An app can help you stop texting and driving. Not both of those, though. Just not at the same time.
Right, right.
Sorry. My weird speech pattern probably didn't help that.
It's download like Christopher one walking up in here.
To help you forget about your phone in the car. Designate a texter. Borrow thumbs from a friend. Literally cut off your friend's thumbs and use them to text.
Shing.
Or lend yours to a friend.
Oh.
Okay, so I guess we're just swapping thumbs. You want to swap thumbs?
All right.
I feel like that'd be weird. I feel like our hands are not the same size.
Yeah, your thumbs are bigger than mine.
So that might end up being weird.
It would be weird. I'd have to get new gloves.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Nah.
I'll just text and drive. It's fine.
You can keep your thumbs. It's okay.
Passengers get the privilege of texting while in motion. Okay, side note though. Side note about that. That's the end of the PSA. But side note about that. I don't even like when people read over my shoulder. A lot of times, if there's a text that I felt like was urgent enough that I needed to respond to it right then, I probably don't want the person in my nearest vicinity to be the one responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And maybe I'll use voice to text if I'm in the car.
And that's if you're by yourself. But I'm saying, like, if I'm with my mom in the car and there's a text from someone that's urgent enough that I feel like I have to respond to it and it's not my mom or my dad, I probably don't want my mom or my dad responding to that text. No offense, mom and dad.
That's true.
You actually do listen. But shout out to having listeners. That's nice.
Yeah. All too.
And Marissa.
Oh,
she
yeah.
said, shout out my birthday month. Then she told me she wouldn't say hi to me on my birthday.
God damn it.
So, like, rip. Making you happy is the exact opposite of what I want.
Quote Marissa Laws.
Oh, here you go. She does neuro / psyche stuff, mostly neuro.
Okay.
But she says, fun fact, checking your phone while driving activates the reward system in the brain similarly to addictive drugs.
Huh.
So that's why people text and drive.
That's really
weird. So don't do drugs. Listen.
That's really weird.
If you're going to either text and drive or do drugs, just do drugs, but not while you're driving.
Mm.
Problem solved.
I get behind that.
There you go.
Right on.
This see, federal government, that should be your new initiative. That should be how you frame this issue. Would you rather text and drive, or would you rather just do drugs? One of them hurts other people. One of them usually just hurts yourself. Unless you get into, like, hardcore stuff like heroin.
Yeah, don't do heroin.
Then you're, like, hurting other people. But otherwise, you're probably fine. Most cases, you're fine.
Yeah.
You, like...
Let's not fully endorse drugs here.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but like,
I'm not fully endorsing all drugs, just some drugs.
We don't do the same drugs no more.
I still at first years I yell smoke weed, not cigarettes. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time I see a first year smoking a cigarette.
Mm.
Every time without fail. Because I genuinely believe that that is better for you.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
We have one more PSA.
We do.
If that wasn't a PSA about drugs, which I guess we cut it. More God, radio catalogs. Lit AF.
Yo, it's lit.
Shout out addictive drugs. No, not shout out addictive drugs. The opposite of that.
Owen's responding to text messages while he's driving right now.
I'm the pilot of the ship. I am the captain now.
Look at me, Irish. Look at me, Irish. I am the captain now. Alrighty. I want to be a bench. Recycle me. Quote this water bottle on the cover of the PSA. Alright. I'm intrigued. Let's learn more. Americans generated approximately 250 million tons of trash in 2011. Wow, this is old. While recycling or composting only 87 million tons of this material, equivalent to a 34.7 recycling rate. Now that's like a third, which is, you know, that's a decent amount, but it could be way better, guys. Anyways, Owen, ready? It's time for Did You Know?
My mom says, I literally just turned on the radio show. What are you doing?
We don't really know. This is PSAs.
I have no idea.
In terms of, like, the direction of my life.
Who even knows, man?
I got an A on my SEPS test. So, Mom, right. Be proud of me. Yay.
I told you that already, so I already turned that reward one in. I'm kind of disappointed. I should have waited. But
yeah, you should have.
Be proud of me, please.
Hey, Owen's I'm mom, okay. I haven't had any tests yet, so.
Yeah. I'm doing good.
All right.
I'm goodly. Santex are goodly.
Did you know, Owen? Despite increasing visibility of public recycling receptacles and curbside programs, recycling rates are low and could be increased greatly.
Sure.
Did you know the goal of the campaign is to transform recycling into a daily social norm? I recycle.
I do too.
All the cans and whatnot go into the recycling in the hallway.
Yep.
Curbside programs are offered to approximately 60% of communities. That seems low. That should be a lot higher.
Yeah, you would think so.
I feel like I've never heard of a community without that, but I guess it exists. Yeah.
I don't know. Huh. Mine has it.
Yeah, no, we do too. I'm annoyed at the garbage men in my town because they stopped going to the side of houses to get the garbage. Like, there was a memo that went out saying you have to take it to the curb now.
Yeah.
Which I realize is how most garbage works, but usually. Like, it was nice to not have to worry about it. Anyways, some of the challenges Americans face are inconvenience or lack of access, lack of awareness and motivation, and general confusion about what, where, and how to recycle.
Shout out to both apathy and ignorance.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for PSAs, everybody.
Don't do that stuff. So recycle, don't text and drive, and some third thing. AARP.
Yeah.
Take care of your elders.
Cool.
That's our PSAs. Here's summed up in 10 seconds.
Here's the Sex Pistols. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Anarchy. Yeah.
Solid.
Right? I like that
fun song.
It really is. It's good. It's my favorite Sex Pistols song. War. My favorite thing about the Sex Pistols is that every single one of them is a garbage musician. Like, Sid Vicious, like, couldn't play bass. Johnny Rotten has no idea how to sing. It's so much fun. They're all horrible, and it's inspiring, because I'm also horrible at playing guitar. So, like... Good for me.
All right. Time. Apparently, they didn't go to their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
They did not.
Solid.
Yeah, no, they were. They're just like, yeah, let's stir something up.
Nah, because I was gonna say my favorite thing about the Sex Pistols is when I saw their stuff in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I went in like middle school. I feel like no, that's a lie. I went sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
I went on like a whole, like we had this, like kind of like what our intern period is here. We had like an immersion trip, and ours was called Weird Ohio. We just went around and saw a bunch of cool stuff in Ohio.
Nice.
And at one point we went up.
How weird is Cleveland. Ohio?
That's pretty weird stuff. We have, you know, our Shawshank Redemption, right? The movie.
Yeah.
The jail that was recorded in is like an actual jail.
Right.
And that's in Ohio.
Oh.
And so we got to see and tour around that. And cool. There was like some scary stories about that stuff.
But they're like actual prisoners there still, or?
No. It's a museum now.
Okay.
But like, we saw a bunch of haunted stuff in Ohio and like weird things. Then we also, for some reason, went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but I wasn't going to complain because like I was very excited for that. Yeah,
dude, Rock and Roll is pretty weird.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
But yes, all Sex Pistols stuff in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So shout out to rock and roll.
Shout out to rock and roll. So many shout outs.
All the shout outs. Shout out to the shout outs.
Shout out to John Lennon.
One of my favorite artists just inherently because I love the Beatles and he's my favorite Beatle.
I have a Beatles tattoo on my arm. It's Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Yeah.
So again, one of those times, this is objectively John Lennon's probably best album, I would think.
Yeah.
It's, for me, between this and Plastic Ono Band for, like, my favorite.
Yeah, no, same.
I'm not positive which is which, but Rock and Roll has been getting, the first half of Rock and Roll, not the second half as much, because it kind of fades out,
mm-hmm.
but the first half of Rock and Roll is really solid,
and
I like it a lot, and I didn't realize how much I liked it until I listened to it again over break.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot about it.
Yep.
So, just shout out John Lennon for some quality music.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the lesser known songs on this album.
Yes, it is.
It's Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The song's not Imagine, though.
Well,
that's
the most well-known song.
That's most, exactly. Well, it's going for the, yeah.
Yeah.
The song is How Do You Sleep? So.
Let's find out.
Let us know. Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, shout out Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Casual.
Yeah.
Got a couple of diss
the original on here. Diss track.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the original, but it's pretty early.
It was pretty solid.
Yeah. We have one more song for you.
We do. So I alluded earlier to saying that this last album was one that I wasn't a huge, huge fan of.
It's
this,
okay.
It's not bad. So this is off of Eminem's Marshmallows LP 2. So obviously a sequel to his like critically acclaimed like biggest album, Marshmallows LP.
Which is, of course, better.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I love the first song on the album just because it's kind of a continuation of Stan. It's not particularly great, but it's just interesting. Like, I didn't catch it until about the fourth or fifth minute.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of interesting to, like, make that connection that was very direct. Mm-hmm. Paul Rubin did a lot, or...
Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin. I don't know. I'm
McCartney.
Trying to go quick. Sorry. Rick Rubin did a lot of the production stuff on this album.
Yes.
There's a few, like, really rock and roll heavy beats. One in particular, Rhyme or Reason.
Mm-hmm.
It is obviously you can see Rick Rubin's influence there very heavily, and he does a decent job with the production, but all in all it just in my mind kind of falls a little short. I think it would have been a good album alone, but trying to do that Marshall Mathers LP 2 thing doing the sequel just kind of fell flat in terms of like not really living up to the hype of what the first album was. Sold really well, had some really good songs on it, as the song we're about to listen to.
Yes, this is my favorite on the album,
but all in all it just felt relatively weak, especially in comparison to the album, its predecessor.
Yes.
So with that said, here's Rap God by Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings. But I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it. It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just what the doc ordered.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, now, back, now. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket, my pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rap profit, made a living and a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his sack. I'm an MC still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic,
kill them all.
This flippity gibbity hibbity hip hop, you don't really want to get into a piss and match with this rapity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty gag, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a microphone table over the back of a couple of thick-ass to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Through my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves the root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Sebastian, Pakim, W-A-Q, hey, Doc, Rin, Yellow, Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You can't think it's all a game till I walk a flock of flames. Off of planking, tell me what in the f*** are you thinking? Little green looking boy, so gay, I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for sticking out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt of the trailer park, the white trash guard. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor and I be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me.
My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in this chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. So I crunch rhymes, but sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP one when I tried to sell take seven kids from Columbine. Put them all in a line at an AS, you don't get in the roar and online. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck did you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal of being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Fabit has made Ray J mad. His dad said he looked like a fag and they wear his pads hanging to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
JJ
summon, I'ma do my lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is pick a shaking off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a microphone for the audience. I feel like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off. They'll be celebrating, cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with dark. Throw and lose yourself, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you, it's curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to, school flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself, cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Off you, I'm drunk, so Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, so pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky, but funky. But in my head, there's something I can feel tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hatred I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? No mistake, it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Odd. So that's our show.
Yeah.
It was a little aggressive this week.
Oh, yeah, it's
we'll probably be more mellow next week.
Probably. We need to mellow out.
My birthday, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting. It'll be a fun time. I'll be 20, so, you know, I'll mature a little bit.
That's funny. I'm 20. I'm right. Not sure.
I was going to say, that's a good joke.
Yeah. That's funny, Owen.
But, yeah, no, next year's just chilling here waiting, so.
That's it for Do That.
That's it for Do That.
Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
So you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.
Love it. College Radio.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.